Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend, and it is so good to be back on Texas Outdoor News.
And it's good to see you.
Yeah. We got a great show. It's a show that we've actually been looking forward to having for many months now, I guess dating back to the end of 2024, and that's when Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young announced that they were going to add collared peccary.
There you go.
Javelina as a game animal for record keeping. We're going to be visiting with Kyle Lair, director of Big Game Records. And it's a place that I started decades ago when I got interested in big game hunting.
All right.
Started reading the book, looking where things were being taken. Looked at places in Texas, and there was mule deer, there was whitetail, there's pronghorn, there's elk, there's all these things that were in the record book from Texas.
Right.
And I made the uneducated comment of, I don't have to hunt anywhere else but Texas. Which certainly we all know, you know, it's kind of a progression that many go through.
But we do have a lot to offer.
A lot to offer. We'll be catching up with Kyle about that. Plus, we've got news from around the state as well as the country. So you all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our hill country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, I want to say thank you to all of you listeners that stopped by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth over the past 8 weeks.
Yes, yes.
Saying hi, and they're going, what's the other guy's name? I went, Audio Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah. and actually, I appreciate y'all keeping me informed when I wasn't on the air.
Yeah.
With the fact that Audio Bob was doing a really good job.
He was.
Trying to keep Harold in line.
Oh, you know? Well, that too. multitasking.
That's right. Absolutely. It's a challenge, as we well know. And coming up next month,
yes.
33 years?
33.
Oh. Unbelievable.
And I'll tease it, because I've been researching, and without equivocation or mental derangement, the longest-running syndicated outdoor radio show with the same hosts in history.
Wow.
And I don't mean just Texas.
That's and that's the reason why people, the most often asked question is, how have you put up with Harold for that long? And of course, I say, you know, he could probably say the same
it
thing.
It worked both ways, yeah. Right. But something we're really, really very, very proud of.
Hey, we've got some national news that hit while I was out, and it's kind of a milestone. The National Instant Background Check.
Okay.
This is for July, and the figure came in at 978,731, which is a decrease of 8.1% compared to July 2024.
Well, wasn't it over a million every month up until then?
Getting there.
Yeah.
The monthly total ticked below 1 million, halting one of the most amazing consumer streaks 2 months short of its six-year anniversary.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
The Washington Examiner reported, it's widely believed that Americans' confidence in President Donald Trump protecting Second Amendment rights ended the 70-month in a row streak of more than 1 million firearms sold. We see cycles where background checks tick up when there are concerns that policies will be enacted to ban certain guns. That's been evident in election years. However, that didn't appear as prominently during the last presidential election, which could have signaled a confidence that gun buyers believed an incoming Trump administration would protect gun rights, which has been the case, said NSSF's Mark Olivier.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah. And go buy more guns so we can get it back and get started another streak.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token,
right?
Good for President Trump.
You betcha.
Yeah, and good for us.
And buy more ammo while you're at it.
Without question.
How are your shows?
Shows were absolutely amazing. I started the show not in show shape.
Okay.
Last Sunday, when I loaded up in San Antonio for the last of the three Hunters Extravaganzas that wrapped up the shows, put the last chair in the truck, closed the lid, took a deep breath, and I go, I feel pretty good. I think I'm in show shape.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, shows are over until
right.
January.
Right.
But no, it was absolutely amazing. Now, there were some shows where the attendance was down, school starting.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I think the promoters could have done. Our show in Tyler,
yeah.
God and the Great Outdoors,
right.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The San Antonio Hunters Extravaganza that when I started Texas Outdoors Journal 35 years ago was the weak sister of the three.
Oh, okay.
It's now the number one Hunters Extravaganza.
All right.
Great, great show. During the pandemic, so many people left there was urban flight to the God's country, to the Hill Country.
Sure.
And so that's part of the reason. But met a lot of neat people, a lot of information. You hunters that did not take the time to, to do it, to go attend.
Right.
Shame on you. You missed a lot of great information you could have learned. And look forward to shows resuming in January and for the winter season.
On the road again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Here in the Lone Star State, we got some news, and things just keep happening. We're talking about Javelina now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a prediction that at some point in the future we'll probably have black bear as a species included in Texas, okay? Right. Because there's black bear sightings confirmed in East Texas, in Cherokee, Anderson, Panola, and Rush counties. Black bear are native to Texas and part of the state's natural heritage and ecosystem. They're designated as threatened species in Texas, so it's illegal to kill, injure, take, possess, capture, or transport bear. There's severe penalties for killing bear, so don't think that black critter is a hog.
Right.
It will be a very expensive mistake. There are no resident population of black bear in East Texas, and TPWD is not and does not stock bear in East Texas. But they're coming in from
Louisiana, aren't they?
Louisiana, yeah. And even Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Okay.
So, and then over in the western part of the state, they're crossing the river. Evidently, they figured out how to climb the fence.
Right.
And the black paint doesn't deter them, you know.
Right.
But that's, you know, what's going on, and pretty exciting. What do you got on the national scene?
Well, over to our friends in Louisiana, Governor Jeff Landry, he signed three new pro-gun bills, continuing to show his commitment to the Second Amendment. One ensures constitutional carriers and out-of-state concealed carry permit holders who have reciprocity with Louisiana can carry firearms in more areas across the state by eliminating some gun-free zones. Another one clarifies the law recognizing the rights of a bystander or spectator, to carry a concealed handgun at a parade or demonstration. Other one allows non-residents to apply for and obtain a Louisiana concealed handgun permit. NRA, they're very thankful for Governor Landry's strong support, along with their Senate president and their House speaker, who continue to prioritize these critical protections.
Yeah, very good. Back in the Lone Star State, shared water body with our friends to the east. Uh-huh. Toledo Bend, TPWD opens new paddle trails, and the Lost Frontier RV Park will be the location for the opening, grand opening of new trails in on Toledo Bend. Did not realize they had so many, but they've got Lost Frontier Reach, Mid-Lake Run, Palo Gaucho, Bio, 6 Mile Paddle Trail. Just pretty impressive what is there. One thing that we're about to finish up this summer is the 2025 CCA Star Tournament, and we have a leaderboard report.
Yeah, we certainly do. And, of course, we start off with our favorite category. That's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids are vying for a $30,000 scholarship, but they go down to a fourth runner-up to $2,500. And these two kids have led this all the way. Like I say every week, their parents are sure nervous. Sheepshead leader, 6-pound, 3-ounce, Caroline Konecki, who is 9. The Gaff Top leader, 5-pound, 10-ounce, Cohen Fakeney, who is 8.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, Hudson McBride continues to lead Shipstead at 9-pound, 1-ounce, and Wylan Nyland is the gaff top leader at 5 pounds, 15 ounces.
Okay, heading over to our Inshore Division. We're all doing this by weight. They're vying for gift cards, lots of gift cards. Shipstead leader, 9-pound, 10-ounce, Eric Harper. Gaff top leader, 6-pound, 14-ounce, Sherry Andrada. Black drum leader, 17 pounds, 2 ounce, Jason Smith.
All right. In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, the Kingfish leader, there's 30-pound minimum, 51-pound, 4 ounce, Leslie Mabin leads there. Dorado leader, 20-pound minimum, 42 pounds, 4 ounce, Omar Quesda. And then Ling leader, 50-pound minimum, Cody Milton, 93 pounds, 5 ounce.
Right.
But that was a tussle.
Oh, boy.
And then Red Snapper leader, 20-pound minimum, 25-pound, 8 ounce, caught by Joseph Hansen.
Still, surprisingly, the tagged redfish, they're out there. They put over 125 fish out there. They put them where they know you fish. They want you to catch them for these prizes. The red tag division, you're vying for a new F-150 Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer, and still only two have done it, Gary Mirchin and Nate Opella.
think CCA is going to need to reevaluate how they release fish.
Yeah.
Because when we have the heavy rains in spring, as the tides subside and that freshwater is carried out, the redfish go, oh, let's catch a ride.
Okay.
And they're moved to other parts. In the blue tag division, we've got five confirmed winners now, and they're going to get a transport boat motor trailer package, and that is, and then you've got your gift, first place is the boat, and then you've got certificates for some gift cards.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got Outdoor Report. Plus, we got a whole lot more, including we're going to be talking with Boone and Crockett later in the show.
You betcha. America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that the original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got four that I've had for over 20 years, and then just last month, I installed the new VersaBlind, and that's their next generation. VersaBlind, just as its name implies, satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it is the blind, and again, that is B-L-Y-N-D. Dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see the blind lineup at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Ebar Feeds, two locations, one in Gonzales and one in Hallettsville. You've got Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations in Koontz and Buna. And Harold, I want to thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for buying a VersaBlind from James Franks, because of the markup that he did and then the discount, he and his wife Linda were able to take me to dinner.
Oh, okay.
You know, very nice dinner at a Mexican restaurant in Bernie. So, you know,
very good.
Capitalist world, you know, still works.
Certainly glad I could help out. Anyway, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday slips to fair, and Wednesday is another good one. Thursday is the second of our two best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, expect game to be actively feeding from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid-morning. This Saturday, we will have a new moon. By next Sunday, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will each have a double tide schedule. Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide.
On the coast, you know, it's absolutely amazing when we've got light winds and we don't have a bunch of fresh water that's, you know, inundating our estuaries. Fishing can be really good. That's a report coming out of Calcasieu, southwest Louisiana. Big Lake has been giving up some really quality fish, as well as some upper-end slot redfish. Sabine Lake, good results around the short rigs in water 25 to 35 feet, catching some speckled trout on quarter-ounce jigs with LSU color bait. I wonder where they got that idea. Bolivar Peninsula, the surf. In fact, the entire report this week is permeated with surf reports because of the light winds. Along the Galveston Island, down San Luis Pass area, Matagorda, we hear Tommy Koontz all the time go, if I have an option, mm-hmm. I'm going to the surf. Yeah. You know, and he has been there, as well as many others, catching some good speckled trout in along the beachfront, either from those that cross the peninsula mm-hmm. or the island, or those that, like Tommy, will take the boat and go north or south. Mid-coast area, good fishing. My son, Billy, lives on North Padre Island, and he showed some really nice kingfish. That's kind of the fun part of fishing the mid-coast. Mm. This time of year, go out and get your speckled trout early, then take a titanium leader, tie it on, and troll like a Rapala for kingfish. Oh. And around some of the rigs that are still there, caught some really, really nice kingfish. As then inshore, redfish are making their move, and which is an annual move. And these are some upper slot redfish that he and his fiance Tamara have been catching.
Very good.
So on the lower coast, again, either side of the land cut, down to Port Mansfield, Port Isabel, South Padre, some really good fishing, such a variety of fish, beautiful grass beds, and don't forget the nearshore waters out to 9 nautical miles. We've got the opportunity to fish for red snapper in state waters.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are spread out around the lake in 10 to 25 feet of water, especially near ledges and structure. Use catfish bubblegum, liver, or stinky bait. Try drifting natural baits over flats for a few bigger catches. Largemouth bass are active around deeper docks, offshore structures, and brim beds. Schooling bass can also be found in 16 to 22 feet of water. Chasing bait fish. Fork. Bass can be caught mid-morning and 5 to 7 feet on the first drop-off, tree lines, or points. Square-bill crankbaits are good in 2.5 brim patterns. Carolina rigs. Good midday on points and roadbeds in 15 to 18 feet of water. Deep crankbaits are good in the same areas and deeper in 22 to 25 feet in staging areas. Early and late topwater bite around grass lines near ledges, creek channels, points. Try frog and mouse patterns for topwater. Lake of the Pines, bass are good on shallow flats next to deep water with lipless crankbaits and square-bill crankbaits. Topwater baits are good early in the morning and late afternoon. Crappie are good on slipcork minnows or jigs in 12 to 15 feet of water on brush piles and timber. Livingston. Catfish have been decent on the flats in 10 to 20 feet, drifting shad. Largemouth have been good on swim jigs and hitting rocks on windblown points with square-billed crankbaits. Nacogdoches, bass are excellent on Carolina rigs on secondary main points. Texas rigs and Carolina rigs work well with groups of 15 at a time. Crappie are excellent with a lot of them in groups on timber, with white and chartreuse crappie jigs being the ticket. Big ones with a lot of fish over 1.5 pounds. They are big crappie right now and awesome crappie fishing on these trips. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows in 16 feet of water. Fayette, Grass is looking good, so cast a frog to see if you can get a bass to bite it. Bass are good in 20 feet of water, biting deep-diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and Carolina rigs. Then the bite slows down midday. Texoma, striper fishing, lures are working well for surfacing fish and on big schools of fish in deeper water. Topwater is swim bait, slabs are producing. Watch for birds and fish surfacing and looking, watch for birds and fish surfacing and look for the bigger schools under them. They're not in the same place twice very often right now, so spread it out.
All right, heading to South Texas down, where are we going? Zapata Way, Falcon Reservoir. Keeper catfish are being caught in 10 to 25 feet of water along ledges or hardwoods in the river channel with punch bait and small cut bait working well on Carolina rigs. Trophy catfish are into 20 to 30 feet of water taking live perch, shad, and fresh cut bait. Choke Canyon, still low, but bank fishing is certainly been excellent with catfish in the channels, channels and blues being caught. Crappie and stripers are also being caught. Brownwood black bass to 5.63 pounds in 18 to 25 feet of water on shaky heads with green pumpkin. F5 worms drop shot with 6-inch worms in morning glory or whopper ploppers. OH ivy bass been good to 7 pounds on topwater frogs and whopper ploppers. Numbers are up on a variety of worms and creature baits in 10 to 20 feet of water. This is mostly your schooling activity. Meredith, bass fishing is good with sand bass being caught all over the lakes. Catfish action is great, especially around Harbor Bay and Bungie on shrimp and frozen shad. Walleye are excellent, especially in the evening and at night on minnows, bottom bouncers with floating worm harnesses. And now Central Texas.
Yep, head to the Hill Country, Buck Hannon. Striper fishing's been good in 18 to 20 feet of water on main lake points and humps, trolling with downriggers and live shad. LBJ, crappie are good in 15 to 20 feet of water with minnows and chartreuse jigs. Water is stained, but the flooding is cleared. Travis, the most consistent bass fishing is deep. Target submerged brush in 15 to 25 feet of water with weedless Texas rigs and drop shots. Rocky secondary points and 15 to 25 feet of water adjacent to the main lake or a major creek channel are also holding fish. A Sixth Sense 300DD in citrus shad has been a great bait to trigger more active fish. Carolina rigged creature baits, Texas rigged worms also working well when they want something presented slower.
All right, on the hunting scene, our countdown to opening day of the 2025 regulated hunting season. 9 days away to September 1. We've got two seasons, the South Zone Javelina season and the other open county seasons that will close August 31st. But then on September 1st, they will reopen.
Huh.
It's a year-round deal. Coming up, early dove season in the North Zone, September 1 through November 9. Early dove season Central Zone, September 1 through October 24. South Zone Javelina season already mentioned, as well as the other open squirrel seasons. Dove season, the South Texas Special White Wing, is September 5, 7, and 12 through 13.
Okay.
All right. Yes, we are to the point.
The burning question.
Uh-huh. What have you been driving?
On and off. Both. Yes,
both.
Yes.
With skid plates.
A lot of fun. Yep. Skid plates. The 25 Ford Bronco Sport Badlands. Quiet, solid ride. Good for Ford. One thing about the Sport, they have a solid top. And they call it the baby Bronco. You have to have two Broncos side by side to realize the difference, but there's the larger one. So the baby Bronco is a unibody. The larger one is body on frame. But neat vehicle, and this 2-liter four banger, surprisingly quick, 0-60 in 5.9, and nobody does exhaust better than Ford, and this thing sounds like a V8. You can't make a Ford. Well, yeah, it does. I don't know how they do it. I'm just saying it's a great exhaust note. This is a compact SUV, but very, very capable, all-wheel drive. 250 horsepower out of that thing. Got a front bull bar in front of the grill to protect it for you. A lot of good stuff. Recovery hooks front and rear. Nice roof rack. Lots of tech, lots of tech. I mean, automatic stopping for emergencies, stuff like that. It really surprised me. Surround view cameras, 10-speaker Bang & Olufsen system. It'll tow 2,700 pounds. Skid plates, which I know Bill likes. We already mentioned that. 27 miles per gallon on the highway. And just it's just a blast to drive. I just really like these things. It's just a tremendous amount of fun. And this one loaded with the Badlands extra goodies, with their special equipment group and various packages, and nice covered floors. You can handle all kind of nasty stuff the way they've got those things taken care of. It's still coming in at $44, which I think is a pretty good price for this thing. A lot of safety built into it. Just neat. Give it a peek. This is the 25 Ford Bronco Sport Badlands.
You know, with the if you move on up on the UTVs,
mm-hmm.
with air conditioning and all the stuff,
right?
I mean, they're getting pricier.
Yeah, oh, sure they are.
And with the price, you said 54?
No, 45.
45?
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, you can get something that's street legal,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. It goes up. I mean, like I said, the next size, and you're looking at probably another five grand difference starting when you go to the larger Bronco, but again, you also go up in engines too. I mean, you even get the Bronco Raptor, this EcoBoost engine, putting out over 400 horsepower.
Wow.
One thing I found out though, the one argument I had with the larger Bronco, of course, they're going after Wrangler, but it was sectional roofs, so there's a lot of road noise. Now you can get a solid roof on those also.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. We're coming back. We're going to Boone and Crockett. Boone and Crockett. With Kyle Ayer right after this.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salinar and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag's the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets.
for ranching and agricultural services, visit SpearAg.com. For more information on SpearAg's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMaxFeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. You know, I've mentioned several times this morning that decades ago when I started getting interested in big game hunting, I looked to the record books of Boone and Crockett, got several different volumes,
mm-hmm.
and it was my way of understanding where, statewide, in Texas, countywide, high country where elk were located. It just helped me with some trends to kind of educate myself. Now the exciting news, and I probably ought to let our guest, Kyle Lehrer, the record keeper, you know,
right.
of all things big, you know, tell us that there's something, a new critter that's been accepted. What's that critter, Kyle?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. That would be javelina.
Ah, collared peccary, yes.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that is exciting, and I went online to y'all's website, booneandcrockett.org, and you've got a link to all of the score sheets, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And this is based on skull measurements, much like with cats, bears, things of that nature, right? Similar type of scoring?
Correct. Yeah, it's the length and width of the skull. Yep.
I find this, I say amusing, because all the javelinas I've seen, to me, they're all either just piglets or they're all adults the same size. You know? I'm wondering if they're doing that. But now, this is firm, because I know you've been working on the scoring system. So now, is this what it is now? We're finished with that and we're going to start scoring?
Yeah. So this has been in the works for a long time. There's been a lot of states individually that have come to us and requested it, and individuals. And so this latest effort involved representatives from New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, both the Wildlife Association and your Parks and Wildlife Department, and then also representatives from Mexico basically came to us. And, you know, it was, when they submitted the proposal, it was about a year and a half or so of, you know, discussion. And I mean, we haven't created a new category in almost, you know, three decades. So it was a lot of work by a lot of people.
All right. When we say it's similar to cats and bears, it's basically the length of the skull without the lower jaw, and mm-hmm. then the width of the score. And you all always have some sort of a minimum. What are the minimum for the awards and then the minimum for all time?
So the minimum for javelina and the committee, so we're governed by our records committee, came up with a minimum of 14 5/16, and that is both for awards and all time.
No difference on this particular critter. Any reason for that?
Well, so there and there's a couple other categories that have the same minimum.
Okay.
Especially when creating a new category, you know, we're trying to, obviously we want to get entries because we want to start recording, you know, these animals. So we have to find a minimum where we're going to get entries and it still recognizes, you know, a mature javelina.
Right.
And so luckily we had a lot of data already from Arizona. There are two records books. They have Record in Arizona Big Game, Bow Hunting in Arizona. Texas also had a pretty robust data set. And so they looked at, you know, the data in their scores, and there was some pretty clean breaks between, you know, when you'd, the number of entries you'd get and then, you know, a mature javelina. And so they looked at all the data, looked at the breaks, and they came up with 14 5, because we don't know really the number of entries we're going to start getting.
Sure.
And
sure.
So if we end up getting inundated with entries and there appears to be another break in the data, What we can do is we can set that all-time minimum a little higher, and that way no one's, you know, I get kicked out of the records, you know, because we keep everything from that minimum 14 and 5 up. And so that's what they settled on. We're going to see how it shakes out here in the coming years and go from there.
All right. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Kyle, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Kyle Lehrer, Director of Big Game Records for Boone and Crockett, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Off Power Polaris and Whataburger. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We're visiting with Kyle Lehrer, Director of Big Game Records with Boone and Crockett. You had a question before we went to break.
Yeah, because you were talking about all the different people participating in this thing, the states, Mexico, et cetera. Also, then, are there any size differences? I mean, you know, like, are they bigger in Mexico? I mean, is it a level playing field between all these different states and Mexico?
Yeah, so that's one of the things we had to look at after, you know, the category was created. Is there differences, you know, between the javelina? And what the data showed is there really was no difference between a Texas javelina and a New Mexico one, for example.
I beg to differ with you. You know, everything's bigger in Texas.
Forgot what program I'm on.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. The only wild card probably in this is going to be Mexico. There really wasn't a lot of data from Mexico as far as skull sizes and stuff. So, that's going to be the wild card to see what comes out of Mexico.
All right. Going back in history to when we were dealing with books, and now I guess you've got all your records. Are they available online now?
Yeah, all our records are available. It used to be called Trophy Search, got rebranded. It's called Big Game Records Live, and that, you know, for a subscription, gets you access to all our records, anything that's, you know, been accepted.
Sure.
In our records.
Kyle, when I go to the, I'm sorry, Bill, but Bill had said something earlier in the show about how you started learning by looking at the record books.
Exactly, and that's where I was going.
Yeah, what do we learn? I mean, you know, when we see that, what can I learn and what can it point me in what direction?
Yeah, so it's going to give, you know, landscape view of animals. And, you know, you can kind of get an idea of, you know, where the big animals are coming from. And then, you know, some states are, provinces are, you know, easier to reach out to, but reach out to them. They're going to have more of a granular look at their data. But this, you know, our data is just meant to provide a broad, you know, population or landscape-wide view of the big game animals.
You know, it used to be it was just the big game book, and then we'd come up with the awards books for different periods where you could actually see kind of maybe a trend of how harvest is changing or where some of the bigger trophies are coming from. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's going to give, you know, essentially the previous 3 years kind of a quick snapshot of how the areas are doing, where the animals are coming from.
And all the score sheets, I mean, when I was looking for javelina, I was really proud of y'all for having posted it already, because there are some agencies that are a little bit slow, not with Boone and Crockett. But you already have the score sheet up there and kind of the scoring criteria. And I know we've got a lot of listeners to Texas Outdoor News that are wanting to understand. Still, you got the 60-day drying period, which is kind of static, right?
Yeah, that's still there. So it's 60 days. the skull has to be, at a habitable room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't necessarily have to be from, the date of kill. And then, like every other skull that we measure, it has to be completely clean of membrane, flesh, fleshy material, stuff like that. It doesn't have to be degreased or whitened, but it does have to be completely clean before it can be measured.
Yeah, and who measures? I mean, how do I get it measured properly?
Yeah, so we have just over 1,600 official measures throughout North America. And so once you – we always recommend that, hunters reach out to an official measure early on in the process. They're all volunteers. And so, if you think you might have, a javelina near 14 and 5, I recommend just reaching out to them. And you can find our official measures on our website. You can just search official measure locator, and that'll bring up a map of North America, and you can drill down on whatever part of the country you might be in. And then, like I said, we recommend reaching out to them, saying, I have a javelina skull that might make minimum, and I'd like to have it measured. And that way you kind of get on each other's calendar and find a time and place that is convenient.
There's a lot of information on the website, and the website's very simply boone-crockett.org. And on the left side, the menu from Big Game Records, how to enter, minimum entry scores, record watch, record world record gallery, and hunt fair chase, which is something that Boone and Crockett certainly is a big stalwart, and field judging big game. Are you seeing anything before we run out of time? We got about a minute left. Just in big game animals, elk, mule deer, whatever, that's really making a big move, or you're seeing a new area coming on scene?
With this last awards program, we had a lot of walrus entered, both picked up, and we had some native coastal dwelling Alaskans enter some as well, which in the decade or so that I've been here, I don't know that I've ever seen that many. I don't know that too many of your listeners probably hunt walrus, but that was a little bit of an anomaly, and kind of a cool thing to see.
I tell you what, for your first visit to Texas Outdoor News, obviously we wanted to cover javelina because that's a hot topic. We've got a year-round season in the South Zone, and actually there is a designated season with dates in the North Zone of Texas. And I guarantee you, Texans are going to be participating in this. This is going to be big. But, Kyle, we're going to have you back to go into more detail about Boone and Crockett Club and all that y'all do. Really appreciate you taking time to be our guest here on Texas Outdoor News.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great, guys. And, yeah, anytime, just give me a call.
Thank you, Kyle. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment.
advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we got, Harold?
Well, do remember that your old hunting fishing license is going to expire on August 31st, but the new ones went on sale on August 15th. So go ahead and do that. I did it online. I find it so easy to do that. And then once you got your license, you probably feel like hunting and supporting hunting. So coming up September the 11th, third annual Lavaca County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Hallettsville, held at the Knights of Columbus. All of these are ducks, so I'll give you the website at the end. September 11, Tom Ball, Magnolia Ducks Unlimited, Ducktoberfest, okay, held at the Magnolia Event Center. September 12, Henderson County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet Murchison at the Eagle's Nest Ranch. All the information you need is at ducks.org, and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yes, indeed. Okay, do check our website out, right? TexasOutdoorNews.com. It's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations are there. And also you can play the shows up at the top. And it says, listen to our show. You know, go ahead and do that. Of course, you've got to remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers.
And I want to remind everybody, yes, with thanks to Kyle Lair from Boone and Crockett. Yep. Next week, Owen Fitzsimmons, the Dove Guy.
That's a familiar name.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, whether you're on the water or in the woods, have a license, and then be safe out there. So you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Shop Wayfair for now, month-long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out this song. Best gift and more. Black Friday sports.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house. Lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home. These things in chrome. Here's a quick plug. Area rugs. Fast shipping. Wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season. Win the season.
Win.